four, three.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm your host, Smilin' Roger Z. I don't know why I'm so happy today. Maybe because it's almost spring. Also, I've got a special guest with me today, bassist extraordinaire Chris Gohn.
Hello, Roger.
Good. We're both in the black t-shirts.
Yeah.
We were talking before that I actually tried to see your band play yesterday.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get in the club. It was so packed. I got to the bar, and I just couldn't make it. What was the name of that club? The Ginger Man?
The Ginger Man, and that's a good problem to have, you know?
Yes, it's a problem you want. So you did the after St. Patty's Day Greenwich thing at the Ginger Man.
Yep, and that, for us, that was the third year for us at that gig.
Really?
That's an annual thing for us, yeah. And also, that was a special gig for us because it was a fundraiser for Kids in Crisis, which is a charity, as you know. So,
that ties in with the name of your band, The Short Bus.
It was perfect. It was politically incorrect, but, you know, they took the check anyway.
Well, that place was packed. You must have made a lot of money for that charity.
We did. There's no final numbers yet, but we did very well for them. Yeah, we're very pleased. Very pleased.
Someone told me a very interesting fact over dinner the other night.
Uh-oh.
They said that a bar never makes as much money as when the owners actually are on the premises.
Funny how that works, huh?
I never realized that. But many bar owners want it to run smoothly without them being there.
Right.
But they take a financial hit if they're not there to oversee the mainly cash business.
They pay for it. Yeah, the cash business is a big temptation for some, you know.
Well, we don't want to get anyone in trouble.
The big problem, I spoke with the owner last night at the end of the gig, and he said the big problem was the girls were dancing on the furniture, and their heels were poking holes in the upholstered seats.
So he lost money.
He probably lost money.
He lost money. And in Manhattan, you can't have girls dancing on the furniture without a cabaret license. So anyway, you know, we used to play together.
Yeah.
I think the best gig we ever did, and I've been racking my brains if you were on this, was we did the Pauling Tavern on Halloween. Were you with me on that gig?
I was. What a freak show that was. It was great.
I always say, give me a club that has a pole right in front of the bandstand.
You can't lose, but the pole is, you know.
Yeah, the only problem is sometimes guys get attracted to the pole.
Yeah.
We try to not go there.
That was a fun gig. We've had quite a few fun gigs together.
Right, but there's nothing like playing on a holiday because you know the club is going to be filled.
Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve and St. Patty's Day are my two favorite because it's like amateur night. You know, everyone's out. Everyone's letting their hair down. They're always fun gigs.
Your gig yesterday was great for a holiday because it was a daylight gig.
Yeah.
I played a New Year's Eve gig and my car got egged and I really don't like to go out on New Year's Eve. To me, it's a revenue raising night for the police and the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel comfortable doing it. I'd rather forego the hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Right.
But you did the beautiful St. Patty's Day. I hope you parked far away from the club.
I actually, believe it or not, I parked right in front of it, and my car was intact. It was amazing. I wasn't thinking ahead. Like an idiot, I parked right outside the front door. It was still there when I came out. But back to something you said, it was a great gig in that I was home by maybe 10 p.m. I mean, that's, you know.
That's nice.
Usually that's when we're starting, you know.
That brings us to the jokes of, you know, you're too old to play rock and roll. When you need a chair to do the gig, when you need to be home by 10.
Or when you need to take a nap beforehand.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, some guys nap, some guys just go to bed at 4 and then wake up at 3 and then they're good for the gig.
Yeah.
So the Short Bus has really taken off.
Yeah, it's really caught on. Sometimes despite ourselves, it's a cover band. We do no originals, but we're trying to stay current. We're doing, I guess you would say, top 40 rock, danceable stuff, and we just hit the right formula at the right time, and it's taken off. We're very, very busy this year. We're booked, actually. We're really not booking any more gigs because our calendar is full at this point.
You did take a month or so off, I saw.
We did. One of the guys was out of the country on business, so we just took the time off.
Now, I remember talking to you when the band started, and I remember you said you went into one of the big clubs, which will remain nameless, and they kind of liked you, but it was kind of... And one of you guys did an unbelievable thing. You went to the owner and you said, what could we do that would make it better? What could we do to cement our relationship with you? And what did he say to you?
He said, revise your set list and get more current. Play more current stuff. Because we were doing everything from, you know, the 60s and back. You know, all the stuff that we all grew up on, basically. Beatles, Stones, you know, all that stuff. And it was a very ballsy thing to do, to approach him and ask him. But he did us a huge service. You know, he was very frank. He said, look, we actually brought him a set list. And he said, no, yes, no. And, of course, we didn't, you know, we then edited his suggestions. But he did us a huge service by giving us that input. And we took most of his suggestions, and the band just took off.
Yeah, I've been revising my set list, trying to push it a little bit. I think it really comes down to a big club, you got to get the people moving.
Yeah, you do.
They got to dance.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard you yesterday, couldn't catch a glimpse of you. You were doing the Runaround?
Oh, yeah, huge crowd pleaser.
But that's a fairly old song at this point.
It's old and it's easy as sin. It's like Brown Eyed Girl.
It's four girls. It's easier than Brown Eyed Girl. There's
right.
four chords.
Yep.
But you know what's hard about that song? I try to learn it. There's a ton of words, and the melody is all over the place. It's not the same for each verse.
It's true. It's true. And our singer always says he wishes he got paid by the word, because there's just tons of lyrics.
Well, you know what? We Didn't Start the Fire. Don't Do That song by Billy Joel.
Oh, really? Is that another one?
We Didn't Start the Fire. Billy Joel talks all about United States and world history in 3 minutes.
Oh, that's right. That's his little foray into rap. Yeah.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
But when you guys get bigger, you'll have the monitors hanging down, right? So you can just read the words.
Right. The other thing that we found very helpful was, and it's not something that you can control, but it helps if you have pretty women in the audience. You know, because the girls come and then the guys come and then the place is full, you know? And so when we get suggestions from the fans for material, we kind of favor the suggestions from the women over the suggestions from the men. Because the guys want to hear Bad Company and Foreigner and Zep, you know. And the girls, they want to move, you know. So it seems to be working.
Name some chick songs.
Well, you started one with that four-chord wonder. What is it? Runaround. Runaround is a big chick song.
Okay.
There's a song by Fall Out Boy, Sugar I'm Going Down. Chicks love that. I think it came out end of last year. I couldn't dance to it if you held a gun to my head, but apparently they can. Anything by the band Bowling for Soup, you know,
okay.
Almost 1985.
1985, I know.
Yeah, and some they love the Green Day stuff, which is all stuff we do. You know, just bang out rock and roll. You know, nothing terribly difficult.
Yeah, it's
a lot of chugging, you know. You know, a lot
okay,
of that
so
stuff.
So do you do any cars, or is that too old now?
It's too old now, I'm afraid.
Anything that might be played on the classic rock station.
Basically, it's off our list, you know. Which is funny, because, you know, that's what we all listen to, but we're not allowed to play it in the band.
That's okay.
It's not that we're not allowed, but when we do, it just falls flat on its face. And, you know, it's like, okay, do we want to get paid, or do we want to play what we want? You know, it's the old, it's almost a physical law with music, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's great. I bet you were voted Fairfield County's top cover band last year, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
By whom?
We don't know. It was the Fairfield County Weekly. Westchester has an equivalent. You know, it's one of these entertainment magazines.
Was it the Aquarian?
Huh?
Is it the Aquarian? Or?
No, it's called The Weekly, the Fairfield County Weekly. And it has the band listings, and it used to have, like, Zippy the Pinhead in it and all those college cartoons. But they carry that particular pole carries a lot of weight because they do nightlife and restaurants, and people, you know, the people heed that pole when they see the little frame in an establishment's window. They're like, oh, let's go check this out because it's widely read, you know.
Let's talk about the clubs that you play on a regular basis. I know you're at Tiernan's in Stanford. You're in a place in Sono.
Yes. Tiernan's, we call Tiernan's basically our home base. The owner there is a fantastic guy, just really a great guy, and takes real good care of us, and staff is fantastic. We play there once a month. We play once a month at The Loft in Sono,
okay,
which is the place you mentioned. Where else do we play? Geez, I'm drawing a blank, of course. Well, we've established that we play at the Ginger Man every St. Patrick's Day.
you play at a club that I sometimes play at, not the River Cat Grill.
Yes, yeah, we play there about every 6 weeks. And as you know, those guys are great up there, too. They're really nice people, and they take care of us. The only problem we have at the River Cat is we're a big band. It's like five big guys, and we have a lot of equipment. I mean, we have a ton of equipment. We travel heavy, and so the band has a big footprint, and then you throw the crowd in, and we just can't fit into the River Cat anymore. It's a good problem to have, but we can't get in there. We also play at the Beach House Cafe in Old Greenwich, which is another tight squeeze for us, but we play there once a month, and we play at the Beach Cafe in Fairfield, Connecticut, also. So we're sticking mainly in Fairfield County. And we have like four or five places we play once a month at each place. So we're doing, you know, at least one gig on average every weekend.
That's awesome.
And then private parties, too. I mean, with the summer coming, we're just booked. There's private parties all over the place as well, you know.
Every band has this. One guy doesn't want to work as much as the rest of the band.
Yeah. Yeah. Or yeah, we'll just leave it.
Why don't you shout out the names of the members of your band?
Let's see if I can remember them. all right, our singer is a fellow named Mark Zelenz. And all of us actually grew up in Greenwich, and most of us went to school together. We're all about the same age. So we have Mark Zelenz on vocals, Ernie Albert on lead guitar and vocals, Chuck Lavetri on rhythm guitar and vocals, Kenny Muller on drums, and myself on bass.
Plus, you always carry a sound man, right?
No, we ditched him. We do it ourselves.
Was that Stuart Starr?
That was the inimitable Stuart Starr. We no longer use a sound man. We do it ourselves from stage. But actually, Stuart is our sub drummer once in a while. If Kenny can't make it, we will use Stuart Starr on drums.
You know, let's do something that I've never done before on this show. Let's jam.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
And I feel really blessed today because I grabbed for a guitar and I meant to bring this old piece of junk just as a prop, and I accidentally grabbed my good guitar. So
that's interesting because I went to grab my good guitar and I got this piece of junk.
Wow, that's really nice.
Yeah, this is a beautiful bass. I got this last year. It's a Michael Kelly, and it's just a great bass. It's very pretty and it's very well built and it plays very well. So I thought I'd bring it along, and not knowing if we would actually play or not. So I'm glad I grabbed it.
Good. Well, we're gonna jam on the blues a little bit. Nothing that you could ever play at Tiernan's or any of those clubs. But that's okay, because I'm under the restriction here of playing original material.
Excellent.
So the only person I need to pay is myself. And I'll write the check right after the show.
And I'll catch up with you later, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll tell myself it's in the mail. So this is a little song I wrote about a good friend of my ex-wife's. Nice person. I don't want to mention her name because who knows, she might watch the show. It's called Talk, Talk, Talk.
All right.
Okay, a little shuffle and A.
You got it.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all you ever do. Talk, talk, talk. How about help you. When the story's told, same old news. Wine, wine, wine. Story never stops. Wine, wine, wine. You ever really try? Nothing's ever right. Don't you wonder why? Don't you wonder why? Alright. Awesome.
Nice.
Great. We did it better in sound check when I actually remembered the words.
We haven't played together in a while.
No, we haven't. We'll have to do it more often, but you're super busy now.
Yeah, and again, I guess that's a good problem to have.
Yes.
But I was looking in my book. I think it's been 2 years since we've done a gig together.
Well, I looked at your website, and you have me down for 2002 to 2005 or something.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I'm in the process of redoing my website. That's right.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, put to present, and I'll get you back on.
All right, it's a deal.
Put to present.
All right.
Okay, well, that was fun. I haven't done that
Thanks, Roger.
Before, and I'm glad I grabbed the wrong guitar. Anyway, let's talk about Leslie Costa, which is kind of a big summer gig for you. Every Thursday night you're playing?
Yeah, well, it's a big gig with me, and it's a long-time gig with me. I've been working with Leslie for 10 years. 12 years. It's an original band. We do some covers. We're doing more covers this year than we ever have, but it's mainly an original band. We've recorded a few CDs over the years. She's very well established in Fairfield County also as a singer-songwriter. She's a fantastic songwriter. I mean, this woman can write she's very talented, very talented, and it's a good band. And then there's me in it.
So they're going to be flashing her website as we speak, right?
I would hope, yes, LeslieCosta.com.
Okay.
That's a five-piece band also. Leslie on vocals and guitar. Mary O'Hare on vocals and guitar. Rory Gordon on lead guitar. I don't know if you know Rory.
I know Rory from the Jam at the Next Door Cafe.
Yes.
And he works with Roger Post at Air Age, I think.
Yes. Actually, Leslie works there as well.
It's kind of a house band.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
So you know Rory Gordon, fantastic guitar player, really great guy. And then Stuart Starr is on drums in that band as well. And then myself.
Now, last summer you had a Thursday steady night gig.
We did in Ridgefield, and that was a really nice gig. And the place was sold. It's under new management now. So,
oh, boy.
Well, we don't know what's going on. Frankly, it doesn't look good.
Find another place.
Yeah, so we're scalping. We're playing at the Georgetown Saloon, which is, you know, well, in Georgetown, which is in the middle of nowhere, Connecticut.
I've played there.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's a great place.
It's a great place.
In the middle of nowhere.
As long as you bring your crowd.
Yes, yes. You know, and a spare gas can, because you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Well,
and
I play the Reading Roadhouse, which is down the block from there, too.
Yeah, we're playing there as well. We're playing at the Crab Shell in Stamford, Connecticut, which is a great gig. It's outside. It's on the water. It's got a built-in crowd. And if the weather smiles on you, it can be really a fun gig. And the Oyster Festival. At the end of the summer, we'll be doing the Oyster Festival.
You already booked for that?
Yeah, I'm on it. That's
cool.
A fun gig. I try to get that whenever we can.
Wow. So who books the gigs for that band? Leslie?
Leslie does all that. She takes care of all the bookings with the exception of the Oyster Festival. That's my thing.
Cool. I'm going to talk to you later. I would love to play the Oyster.
That's a Festival. Gig you must play, definitely.
Well, everybody I know, because I met so many people through the Jam at the Next Door Cafe, which is now, you know, a parking lot.
Right.
And everybody I know from up there. Actually, my next guest today is going to be tour newcomer. So I know a ton of people from there, and they all play it, and I never do.
Well, it's a great gig. It's not a money gig. First of all, I think you get like $50, some token, something. But it's an exposure gig. I mean, they have there's thousands, 100,000 people come through there on a weekend.
I would play that gig just if they gave me a parking spot.
Right. You know, it's so funny you say that. One of the reasons why I get the gig is for the parking pass, because you could drive right in and then you don't have to get bussed in, and it's great.
Oh, yeah. It's
such a perk.
Okay, Chris, let's go to the questions, the standard questions, although I'm going to have to upgrade them because no one listens to CDs anymore. Everybody's got an iPod on shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could pick a couple of CDs, then all you had was a boombox that played CDs. Name a couple that you would take to a desert island.
I would... that's really a tough question. I mean, there's so much, but I would say my top choice would be Genesis, and then there were three.
Oh, now name some.
Most non-Genesis fans would know that as that's the one that has "Follow You, Follow Me."
That's the song,
the first big
okay.
hit, and that was the first album they did after Peter Gabriel left, hence the name. Well, actually, two or three guys left the band at one time. It went from a five or six piece down to three, and that album is. Album. I'm dating myself. That CD is fantastic. It's unbelievable. It's just the writing and the production is mind-blowing. And the musicianship, too. It's three guys, and it's just what they can do is mind-blowing.
Well, I've seen Phil Collins in concert.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live five blocks from Madison Square Garden, and then when we decided to move to Jersey, why did we ever do that? We came up with the idea, we're in the garden, let's just see every concert there for the next month before we move. So we saw Fleetwood Mac, nice. Genesis, ZZ Top.
Wow.
But, actually not Genesis, Phil Collins. But it's the same thing, because he basically plays with the same Daryl Sturmer on guitar.
Right, and Chester Thompson.
Right, it's basically the same thing. And he's just an unbelievable musician.
He really is. People don't realize that. Before he got Disneyfied, you know, I mean, he is a fantastic drummer. Like the stuff he did with Brand X in the 70s.
I remember Brand
X. He was fantastic.
Well, I think the problem with him is because he doesn't play guitar, or maybe he only plays keyboards. He put out so many albums that kind of the tunes started to sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, do you have another choice, sir?
I would do... I think my, Chet Baker, Let's Get Lost.
That's a jazz album, right?
Yes, it is. It was recorded in like 1953 in Paris, or in France. Unbelievable, just that, like the beginning of the whole cool jazz thing, and it's just really sensuous, you know, it's really a sultry album, you can just get lost in it.
I'll have to watch the show. And write down the name of that record and pick it up.
Let's Get Lost.
Let's Get Lost.
Yeah, it's very like the kind of you just put on, remember, headphones and albums? You know, the kind of thing you just put on headphones and just relax.
You know, that's what I do. At my day job, I'm a computer programmer, and that's what I do. I'm the only guy left there playing CDs. Everybody else has got their iPod.
I'm still a CD guy.
Well, I would never buy an MP3 because you're not getting the sound quality that you get on a CD. CD, you can rip to MP3, mm-hmm. but I've gone back from MP3s and it's just not the same quality.
I agree. I'm not a big fan of compressed audio.
Thank you. Let's go to the last question, okay? A tribute to Chris Grohn at the Garden. Okay? You'll do two sets. You can bring people on and off. Who would be playing in your dream band? And you can bring people back from the dead.
Okay. I think the hard one to fill would be guitar player. So I'll leave him to that.
Take as many as you want.
For drums, on drums I would say Phil Collins, certainly.
You didn't do that great job with Led Zeppelin, though. Remember that show?
No, I missed that.
That was like
an award ceremony or something?
Yeah, it was some, like... I don't know, one of the things for Africa.
Oh,
embarrassing myself. But they reformed Led Zeppelin and they had him and I think Chester, the guy who was in, the guy who was with Duran Duran, and anyway,
was it Chester Thompson?
Yeah,
with the arms like this.
Yeah,
yeah, he's an amazing drummer.
Right, but anyway, so you'd have Phil.
If he couldn't make it, would get Chester Thompson.
Okay, okay.
So can I mix genres here, or is...
you can have two whole bands because basically there's going to be at least two sets.
Okay, all right. So I would do definitely do Phil on drums. I would do for bass. I would say Ray Brown, without a doubt. Ray Brown.
Now, who does he play with normally?
He was just a solo. He played with a lot of guys. He was a jazz guy, but he was really like the solo act. He's kind of like Oscar Peterson. I mean, he put it together his own trio, and it was the Ray Brown Trio.
Okay.
Fantastic bass player. Just died was a year or two ago. He was married to Ella Fitzgerald for a while. guitar, we don't really need a guitar player, you know what I'm saying?
Well, pick a couple.
I would say Steve Winwood on a Hammond B3, because he's just got that down. I've been listening to him a lot lately. And I think, I wouldn't know who to pick for a guitar player. Isn't that strange?
What about the guy from Genesis, Daryl Sturmer?
Nah, he was good.
Beck. How about Jeff Beck?
I'm a big Beck fan, actually.
It's funny to say Jeff.
That. We'll bring him in for a set. Yeah. I could live with that. I like what he did with jazz. He was so irreverent with it when he brought it into rock, you know?
Well, he had
a Wired album and...
Him and John McLaughlin are the only guys, well, not anymore, but they basically, they played it with attitude. They didn't have the warm, mellow jazz tone.
Right, right. That was a really nice thing.
Anyway, I want to thank you for coming down.
Thank you very much.
Kind of run out of time. And I'll be seeing you around.
Great. Thanks again, Roger.
All right.
Cool.
Good job.
Thank you very much. That was fun.
Ran a little.
You guys are really good.
Hey, is that Bud Bottleway?
How's it going?
How you doing, Thor?
Look good on camera, by the way.
It's my Connecticut day.
I guess so.
Did you bring your guitar, man?
I sure did.
Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, you creased it.